The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. That's hoop-ball.com. I'm your host today, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. Follow the gaming division, the podcast, everything that deals with sports betting at hoopball gaming on Twitter. The website at hoopball tweets. Man, guys, I can't hit a free play for you on Twitter. I'm 0-3 on the free plays for the Twitter free plays. I really thought the Bucks were going to do it. I thought the Bucks were going to stay within. I definitely see the Nets winning the series, but I still thought that the Bucks could keep it close. They just didn't play aggressive enough. We need to see Giannis be in there and be a bully. Set him up that way. You need to get the other guys involved. You need Drew Holiday to keep doing what he's doing, but more touches. You can't just have Giannis hold it every single time. Like, I get he is a player that can use the ball, but in this type of series, it's about bruising. It's about the Bucks, in my opinion, needs to be the aggressors. They can't just play this up and down fast paced game. They need to let the Nets feel them, or it's not going to work. It's not going to work at all. And on the other side, you got the Clippers defeating the Mavs. They're going to be facing off against the Jazz. I'm pretty sure Gobert is going to have a field day. Conley's going to have his hands full with Pat Bev. That series is going to be an interesting one. I think that one's definitely a chess match. Just figure out the plug and plays there. It's defense turns into offense. I definitely think these are going to be under games, like low scoring. Over-unders are going to be sitting at like 210 or less because the Jazz's defense is going to intensify. And I don't know how they're going to do it because Donovan Mitchell is a good defender, but they're going to just switch it and try and get either Conley or Bojan Bogdanovic to be guarding Kawhi or PG, and that's going to be ISO basketball. Or if you do get double switch where you put Mike Conley on Marcus Morris, that's going to be a turnaround jumper. And I think best players always need to be having the ball in their hands in the playoffs, obviously. And you look at it that way, Paul George or Kawhi is going to be on Donovan. And that leaves so much room because Royce O'Neal, I'm letting him shoot. I'm letting him shoot. The other guys are going to beat me. Donovan Mitchell's not beating me. Gobert is going to be the X factor in that series. Zubac's going to be big. Ibaka's going to need to play big. I mean, this is where Gobert is going to find out if he makes his money because this is a series where he's going to need to be a factor. He's going to need to be protecting that rim. And on top of that, he's going to need to be able to step away from the rim because if Ibaka really is back, they're going to make him be a space out five, give him so much space, give Paul George and Kawhi Leonard so much space to drive. And again, I think a player that wasn't even in really that last series with the Mavs for the Clippers was Patrick Beverley, a defensive monster. But because he was too little against Luka, there was no reason for him to be out there. Now, well rested after that last series, he's going to be coming into this Utah series ready to put his paws all over Donovan Mitchell, all over Mike Conley, all over Jordan Clarkson. I mean, you now have another defender in the game. It's going to be an interesting series. I think that's the chess match. That's the chess match series. How about them? I think the Nuggets are still interesting too. Nuggets, Suns. The Suns should dominate though. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you get 5 points with the Nuggets today. Let's save that talk for a second because let's keep it on today's bets. Let's just jump right on in because we have two bets today. More than two bets, but two games today in the NBA. And you guys know me. I am the NBA sports capper here for hoop-ball.com. I love the NBA, study it my whole life. It's literally the thing I do. These picks and these lines are going to be brought to you by our sponsor, by the way, mybookie.ag. Guys, look, the sports book today, you got Milwaukee, only 1-point underdogs facing off against the Nets today in Brooklyn. You're going to find all these bets and more at mybookie.ag. And hey, maybe sports betting, you can't wait till tomorrow. Well, good news. Once you win real money doing this sports betting today, you can go on over to the casino tab, start playing real casino games, live betting hands. You can do live casino slot machines. Everything is there on mybookie.ag. Go there, sign up today, use promo code HOOPBALL, and they'll match up to $500 of your very first deposit. But wait, there is more. And free money here at play. If you sign up and you use promo code HOOPBALL, screenshot it, do whatever it is you have to do to make sure that we know that you're using that promo code and you've made a deposit in that account. Guess what? Our man, Dan Bespris, at Dan Bespris on Twitter, you message him, he's putting 25 real dollars in that account for you to go make a bet on today's games. So do it now. Mybookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL. Screenshot that. Show that you're on the account. And Dan, at Dan Bespris, message him on Twitter and he'll put $25 in your MyBookie account. So let's go ahead and jump right on in, guys. And that is very first game, 4:30 tip off. That's PST time. 4:30 PST time. Milwaukee Bucks, 1-point underdogs, -105 is the line, -115 for the Brooklyn Nets. Over under sits at 236.5. James Harden, I believe, still stands as questionable for this game. Let me pull up that injury report that they released a little earlier today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
James Harden. No, he's been ruled out. So he's out for game two. He's ruled out for game two. Not even game time decision. No James Harden. With that said, you still have Kevin Durant. You still have Kyrie. Honestly, guys, though, I feel like the Bucks do steal one. If you take away James Harden, it allows Drew Holiday to be a primary defender on Kyrie. And it lets Chris Middleton kind of freelance a little bit more because the other guys are the guys that the Bucks want to get beat by. And to have P.J. Tucker, like, I'm telling you, I think Giannis at the five is going to be a play that the Bucks have to look at. Brooke Lopez, I get that his spacing is there. You want to be the bruisers. You want to be the attackers. I think Giannis at the five is what we should be looking at here, because KD at the five is something that the Nets are already open and have shown to be open to running. I like that idea. Or, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, see if it works out. But you got beat pretty badly in game one when there was no Harden in that one either. I still like the Bucks here. I'm going to keep riding this Bucks. I think the Bucks make this all the way to seven. I really do. I think the Bucks have a chance of beating them. And my big prediction for it all, and a lot of people aren't going to agree with me after what they saw yesterday, but I still think the Sixers are the ones that come out of the East. I love the Sixers team. They play like an early 2000s team. They play inside out. Defense wins championships. They have one of the best defensive teams in the league. I love the way they play. They're in your passing lanes. I like them a lot. But in this particular game, Bucks-Nets, I still think the Bucks win. I think they have more to prove. They know how they're going to punch him now. They got punched in the face. How do you react? How do you counter? You just got punched. You got beat by just KD, Kyrie. They got hot. Let's see that defense intensify. It's round two of the playoffs. Giannis, this is your time. I think this is it. I'm taking minus 105. I don't want the points. It's at minus 115 for 1 point. Yeah, I'd rather take that 10 off. Minus 105. Give me the Milwaukee Bucks today. I like that a lot. Over-under sitting at 236.5. The very first game with just Harden was at 240 over-under. And I believe they went over on that one as well. So let me go ahead and pull up their previous game in the series. And yeah, that one went to 107-115. So that went under. There's a reason why they're sitting this high. They're going to score on both ends of the court. 236.5 is freaking a lot of points, man, in a playoff game. So I am also going with the under here. I think the under makes sense. But again, I could definitely see myself being wrong. It's just that is normally the correct play to make right there is the under. So under 236.5. Ah, man, I don't know. I can just see this team just going on scoring runs. Like, they're going to shoot a ton of three-pointers. The Nets are. They're going to keep it close. 236 is a lot of points, man. That's hard for me to just say pick one or the other. I'm pretty sure no Harden. It's going to just be a lot of threes. They're going to be capable of putting up a ton of points. I really can't. I can see it going either way. I like the over. I'll just say that. I think that there's just too much points to be had. When Harden was in there, they were having it at 240. When Harden was playing, the over-under was at like 240. And so now it's down 5 points just because Harden's gone. And I get that Harden is obviously a big scorer. And he's a big aspect to their offense. But they still have so many players that can just get hot. Joe Harris, Blake Griffin, KD, Kyrie, Bruce Brown. I mean, those guys showed that they can get hot in a hurry. So, definitely want to see. I think the Bucks, though, they win this game. I really believe that they can win this game. Let's go ahead and go into these props, guys. Let's go see what the props are looking like in this one. And I haven't looked at any of these props yet. I'm literally coming at you off the top of my head so you guys can see how I view them. I want you guys to go through these props and see and listen to just how I'll look at a matchup and how you should be breaking it down. Not necessarily saying mine's the best way, but it's how I like to view it. It's how I like to see things happen. Over-under for Drew Holiday is sitting at 19.5. You take away Harden. You put him directly on Kyrie. Kyrie going to be defending him. I can see Holiday being a huge factor here. It's slightly already favorited to do this at minus 116 to over to a minus 111 under. I like the over at minus 116. I think it's worth it. I think Holiday scores 23 points today. He has 7 assists. That's kind of where I'm at. I think he has 7 assists, 23 points. I think Bucks are going to win this game by 6 points. That's my prediction, by the way, on this game. Moving on down here. Now, there's no Harden. So another one that I like is going to be Mike James. Now, James, he can get hot in a hurry. The cool thing is, though, is that the over-under is only at 10.5 points. That I really don't know about. That kind of scares me a little bit, but he's going to be in the game. He's going to get touches. And let's say it turns into a blowout, and either way, he's going to even be in the game more. The one I like out of all of it, though, is his assist number. Now, this is high for most, and I know Danny Bespris doesn't really like when I go anything over minus 135, minus 140, but over 3.5 assists for Mike James at minus 156, that's a steal for me. I think that is easy. I see that, and I say, why would he not? Why would he not have that? You know what I mean? So I like Mike James today in that one. Points, rebounds, and assists combination together. One that I like is Chris Middleton. It's sitting at 34.5. I think he's going to score. He's also going to be right around 19 to 23 points. He's going to be within that 4-point range. If he scores 23 points, he gets you 6 rebounds. That makes it 29. And he also gets you 6 assists, which is definitely a line that he can get. That gets you at 35. The over-under sits at 34.5. And you actually get close to even money at minus 103 for the over. It's minus 125 for the under. Minus 103 for the over on 34.5. Don't get it twisted. They were missing wide open shots in game one. They were struggling from the 3-point line. Milwaukee was. Chris Middleton will get hot at some point in this series. Maybe it is this game. He scores 19 to 23 points. Maybe he gets hot. He gets you to 25. 5 rebounds, 6-6, 6-6, whatever it is. I think 34.5 is the right number to be at the over-under, but I like the over. I think he gets 35. I think it's 35. I say 23-6-6. That was my line for him. If he scores more points, great. What if he scores 28 points? He's going to get you a few assists. He has the ball in his hands too much. He runs that second unit a lot of time too. I like Middleton over 34.5 for points, rebounds, and assist totals. Combined together, 34.5. Sits at minus 103. It's the underdog in this too, right? It's minus 103. The under's at minus 125. But close to even money, I think it happens. I'll throw a little change on it. I wouldn't go more than a unit, but I don't ever really say more than a unit on most prop bets. But, you know, that's just me personally. I like that one a lot, though. I'm actually making that bet as we speak on it, just so I know that's in there. All right, and then before I move on to the next game, let's look at the player performance double doubles. You guys know how much I love these. It's a parlay of props, pays out well, right? Like, for example, this one. Joe Harris to score 3 3-pointers and a Brooklyn win pays plus 140. That's a very doable bet. I can see the Nets winning. They're obviously favored in this game slightly. And I can definitely see Joe Harris making more threes than just three. You know what I mean? So 3 or more 3-pointers for Joe Harris today. And the Brooklyn Nets win. That pays plus 140. I like that one a lot. Giannis to have... How many rebounds is it? Let me go back. Scroll this back up here real quick to make sure I get this right. I think it was 8 rebounds. That's a 16 rebound game. If Giannis gets 16 rebounds and the Milwaukee Bucks win, pays 500 to 1. Plus 500. That's crazy. That's a line for the ages right there. I mean, it's so doable for that to happen. I mean, I could definitely see that happening. Wow, you can do a 3 prop here. I haven't seen many of these. Giannis to have 30 or more points, Milwaukee to win, and Milwaukee's total points of 116.5 or more. That pays plus 134. So they definitely think Giannis is going off today. I do too. I think Giannis is going to get 30-something points. Y'all, there it is right here. Giannis to have 13 rebounds and Milwaukee to win plays 2-1. That's interesting. Good. Interesting line of props. But my favorite one is definitely going to be the Middleton points, rebound, and assist combination at 34.5. I like the Mike James over 3.5 assists. That's a minus 156. So I know a lot of you guys aren't going to probably be on that one, but I think that's a steal. Mike James is a really good player, and he's going to get a ton of touches today with no Harden. Let's move on to the next game here, and it is the Denver Nuggets facing off against the Phoenix Suns. The Denver Nuggets are 5-point underdogs in today's game. They're in Phoenix. Phoenix should definitely show their dominance in this series, but Jokic is going to make it tough. Once you take out Jokic and it comes down to the other guys, I think the defense from Phoenix's wing players like Mikal Bridges and Jay Crowder, it really plays a huge factor into what these, like Campazzo and them, were able to do in the Portland series. Like, Portland's defense was just so bad that they were just trying to get into a scoring battle with a team that doesn't, I mean, if you just took away one of their legs, right? They had three legs. They had Campazzo, they had Porter, and they had Jokic, obviously. And Jokic plays a huge factor. I'm not downplaying how well the Nuggets played in that series. I'm just saying Portland's defense was just so bad. They never even tried to eliminate anybody. They just kept letting them score, never played aggressive. That one game that they did, and they held Porter Jr. to, I think it was like 10 points or something like that. I mean, that's the game that they win. That's what they should have been doing every single time. They should have been playing super aggressive every single time. And the Suns are going to play like that. I think the Suns are going to do it. I like the Suns -5. I think the Suns won by double digits, honestly. It wouldn't surprise me if the Nuggets kept around. They're gritty. They're known for making every playoff game just way too crazy. Like, crazier than it even has to be. This series literally bores me. I don't like this series at all. I wish Portland would have made it to the next round. Not because I think that they would have had a better fight in it, but just seeing Lillard going off and shooting through, it was just, I feel like that would have been a better matchup, because this Nuggets team is just going to be a lot of Jokic with the ball. They're going to have Ayton guard him straight up. That's probably not going to work, so Jokic is going to eat. I think the Suns are going to let him go two, and then it's going to be coming down to Devin Booker and Chris Paul. Just the way that they dictate their offense and how well they play team defense, and they shut down 3-point. There's not going to be a single open three. And their ball, Monty Williams' ball movement on offense is ridiculous. Chris Paul's facilitating is ridiculous. I just don't think the Nuggets have the firepower to keep up. Honestly, it would surprise me. I like +5 for the Nuggets if you really believe that they're capable of just keeping their streak going. I just can't see it, though, unfortunately. I see the Suns winning this game by double digits. I do see how the Nuggets stay within. Like, it's obviously going to be a lot of Jokic, a lot of backdoor cuts. It's just defensively, I've seen what the Suns can do, how they stay in passing lanes, what they were able to do against the Lakers. As soon as they eliminated AD, there was a problem. And the thing is, like, Jokic, obviously my favorite for the MVP, he's going to do big things. The Suns have a problem against really good centers. Like, look what AD was able to do. But it's not like AD got his points easy before he got injured. He was struggling, too. It took him a while to get it going. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen with Jokic. Jokic plays a lot more aggressive than AD does. He puts his back to the basket. He gets down there. He plays like a legit big man that can shoot, not a shooting big man that can post like Anthony Davis does. And Jokic is a willing, like I said, I can see the Nuggets scoring in bunches. The problem is I think even though they do that and they go on their little runs, the Suns' runs will just be consistent. It's not going to be like a flurry of runs that the Suns go on. It's just going to be a consistent defensive pressure, consistent scoring on the offensive end. They're going to attack their weaknesses. Chris Paul is going to find the matchups. And there's a lot of mismatch that's going to be there. I mean, you put Campazzo on a Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder is going to do that back to the basket thing that he likes to do. They used to like to do in Boston. Does Dario Saric see some run? I mean, you put Kaminsky out there against Jermichael. Or who is it? That's the backup now for the Nuggets. Oh, against Paul Millsap. Yeah, obviously he's going to give up two, but Millsap isn't going to close out on that three. He's going to have to help downside when Devin Booker's charging, or Cam's charging. Campaign. I don't know. I just think the Suns have way too much. They can play fast. They can play slow. But defensively is where they're sound. I like the Suns a lot today. I'm taking the Suns -5. But I can see the arguments for the Nuggets. If you really believe that they're going to come out still hot, still ready to bring the pressure, I just think it's a big moment. These other guys need it. Chris Paul's going to make it to the conference finals. And that's where I want to see the real Suns play. The way that they're going to keep it intensified. They just knocked off the champions in round one. Let's go ahead and go into the props, guys. Aaron Gordon, -130 for 11.5 over and under. Austin Rivers, over unders at 9.5 points. Like, see, I think Aaron Gordon can score over 11.5. I mean, he should be good in this series. I like that one there. Devin Booker's over under is at 29.5. I'll take the under. The under sits at -118, under 29.5 for Devin Booker. They're not going to just let him score. Michael Malone is a good defensive mind. Chris Paul's over under on points is only at 13.5. I'm taking the over on that all day. And the what? Am I looking at the points for Chris Paul in a playoff game is at 13.5. I'm taking the over, and it's -108. Let me go make sure this guy's playing. Look, I get it. He's not, hasn't been an elite scorer with that injury, but Paul can score 13 points in a quarter. And he's playing. There's no way I don't take Chris Paul here. Over. That's crazy. Chris Paul, in a matchup where he is the favorite to make it to the conference finals, a place he has never been. And he's sitting at 13.5 on an over-under. What? Oh, what? That blows my mind. Let me go to this box score for game 6. In game 6, he had 8 points against the Lakers. I mean, that's true. I'm taking that over. I'm just letting you guys know that right now. Chris Paul can score 13 points in a quarter. Chris Paul, never been to a conference finals. Chris Paul is a leader. Chris Paul, the Hall of Famer, against Campazzo, against Monte Morris, isn't going to score more than 13 points in this game? That's 3 unit. That's pick of the day for me at -108. Wow, they're favoriting him to go under 13.5 points. That is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should be looking at it differently. But to me, in my eyes, that's a big hitter quitter. I'm big on that, yo. I told you, I haven't looked at any of these props yet. I've only looked at the lines, only done my research on the spreads. He had 8 points in game 6 in a blowout where he didn't even, after I think there was like the second quarter, midway through the second quarter, he didn't even need to play. Still scored 8 points. You don't think he can get 5 more points? You don't think he can get 6 more points? 2-3 pointers? That's crazy. That's crazy, crazy. Against Monte Morris? Against Campazzo? Against a sagging Jokic in Phoenix? No way. He has at least 15 today. He has at least 15 today. At least. Unless it's another blowout, but the Nuggets aren't going to let them just blow them out. Jokic is still going to be able to score on Ayton. I'm going to make that known now. Jokic is still going to be able to score on Ayton. I still think they get beat by double digits. I just don't think it's right away. And again, Chris Paul can put up 13 points in a quarter. You don't think Chris Paul can at least score 4 points a quarter? What's 4 times 4? 16. You don't think he can score twice every quarter? That's crazy. He has never been to a conference finals. He wants to get there. This is me talking myself into betting more money. I don't think you can really follow that up. Under 29.5 for Devin Booker, over 13.5. Those are those two. I don't even want to look at it anymore. My money's in. I just made my bets. So look, guys, I got the Suns minus 5 here. The over-under sitting at 222. I'm actually going to go over. The over-under sits at 2. I'm actually going to go under. I don't see a lot of back and forth score. I think it's going to be a defensive game. I think the game sits and ends at like 105 to 100. If it stays close, and if it's a blowout, I think it's going to be like 114 to 89. Like, I can see that type of game. But guess what? Both those scores I just labeled is under 222. I think under 222 is where it's going to be. It's going to be a defensive game. I just can't believe that line. That's an incredible line. I'm glad I got to do that with you guys. But that is our show. Any questions, you guys, just let me know. These picks and everything has also been presented to you by mybookie.ag, as well as our other sponsor, manscaped.com. You guys go on Manscaped, use promo code HB360, and you'll get I believe it's a 15% discount on there. I need to read that promo again, but I got to get better at that one. But Manscaped.com is a sponsor of the show. Sorry, Manscaped, ruined your little ad there. MyBookie.ag, look at that, guys. Props are out there. Over under is at 13.5 for Chris Paul. And the over is the underdog, -103. You dang near get even money to bet that Chris Paul is going to score more than 13 points in a game. He needs to score more than 13. So that's it. He gets 14 points, you win. I mean, that's crazy. I took that. I'll be honest. I took that pretty big today, guys. Pretty big. But that's our show again. My name has been Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. Follow this gaming division at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. At Hoopball Tweets is the site. Hoop-ball.com if you wanted to come visit us online. Subscribe. Leave a rating. Leave a review. Let us know what you guys like us talking about. What more bets you would like us to cover. Everything like that. We want to continue growing this platform. Even though the NBA season is getting ready to wrap up, we have been getting soccer picks in. We're getting a lot of golf, actually. I've been seeing golf, especially on our Discord, man. Discord. Sign up, guys. Wager pass. It's $9.99. That's it. 33 cents a day. It's not bad at all. It's well worth it. That has been time again, sending all the good vibes, and until next time, Hoopballers, bye-bye.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.